This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When you speak every week, as I have for years and years, it's not uncommon, this happens to me regularly, where people will say to me, you know, a story you used today, an illustration, something you talked about really spoke to our situation or our family. I've actually had people say, you must have been standing out our kitchen window, outside our kitchen window and listening to a conversation this week. And of course I wasn't. But that's how people will connect sometimes with what you say. But I'll tell you when it really shocks me is when I've gone to a church as a guest speaker where I didn't know anyone and I told a story or something that really connected. And the most dramatic example for me ever was when I was asked to preach in a church in San Diego, California, when I ministered in Dallas. Never met anyone but the minister and his wife, the only two people I knew in the church. And I told a story that I've told here, probably a year ago, having no idea of the impact that it was going to have somebody sitting on the second or third row. It was a story about Tom Henan, who is a shuttle astronaut with the NASA shuttle program from Columbus, Ohio. I told you the story of how that he spoke in Columbus after his shuttle mission and he showed slides at the local high school of his trip in space. But the most dramatic part of his talk was that he said the night before the shuttle launch, NASA officials came to each cabin and handed the shuttle astronauts pieces of paper and pens and said, write letters to your family, just in case. And so Tom Henan said how sobering it was to go back into his cabin, sit down at a desk, and take out a pen and write a letter to his children, saying, in case this may be the last letter you will receive from me, the last word from me. Write a letter to his wife. Write a letter to his parents. How sobering it was. Now, I'm telling this story in San Diego, California, not knowing that on my right there was a man in his 30s who had just been told that week he had 4 to 6 months to live, and he said, this week, I wrote the letters. I wrote the letters to my children when I came home from the doctor's office, and he said, you got 4 to 6 months. And he said, I wrote the letters to my wife and to my children. Folks, every day we're writing letters. And part of the letter that you're writing is a letter of obedience to the will of the Father, or it's a letter that indicates disobedience to the will of the Father. I really believe it. That's true. It's not just writing a letter that we're nice people and we say nice things and we're nice to other people. It's a letter that says, I am not only calling Jesus Lord, but I'm obeying the will of the Father. What does your letter say? What would your letter say this week that you would write saying, I'm a man, a woman, who not only calls Jesus Lord, but I do his will. I'm not perfect, but to the best of my ability, I'm seeking to do the will of the Father. Why? Because that's what he asked of you, and that's what he asked of me. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for this message today, one of the most sobering of all scriptures in the entire Bible, to know that there will be people on the day of judgment who will stand with great protestation saying, but Lord, we cast out demons. Lord, we perform miracles in your name. Lord, we preached, we prophesied in your name. And the Lord will say to some, I never knew you. Depart from me, I never knew you. I can't imagine a more shocking moment in a person's life. I can't imagine a more embarrassing question than if we were to be asked by your son, Jesus, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I say? Well, this happens to be the last message in the series within a series about the Sermon on the Mount in our series called Simple Gospel from the Gospel of Luke. Resumes next week. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.